What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about a licensed game. Recently, we've gotten an increase in the volume of Marvel and DC-based games. Some great, like the Arkham Trilogy, 2018 Spider-Man, Spider-Man Miles Morales, and Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy the game. Those were bangers. We also got some hot garbage ones like Marvel's Avengers and the Gotham Knights game. Enter the video game known as DC League of Super Pets, The Adventures of Crypto and Ace. Damn, someone should absolutely be brought up on charges for making this one. In this episode, I'm going to dive deep into why this game isn't good for your kids, why this is a bad overall video game, and why DC League of Super Pets, the video game, isn't a good single-player experience. And I'm going to do all this right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single-player gamers manage their video game backlog. I'm your host, Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. I dove into the DC League of Super Pets video game. Some of you might be wondering why. That's a damn good question. To be honest, it's because I have a problem. I simply love the superhero genre, and I always feel the urge to check out the latest and greatest from Marvel and DC games. Sometimes for the better, and sometimes it's for the worst. So, what was my experience like with DC League of Super Pets, The Adventures of Crypto and Ace? Let's dive right into it. DC League of Super Pets isn't super at all. It's a throwback video game in so many ways. First of all, it's an on-the-rail shooter very much like the ones you used to play in an arcade. And second, because this is a licensed video game that feels like it was made and put out to capitalize on the movie without a lot of effort spent on actually making this a very good video game. In this video game, you play as your choice of Ace the Bat Dog or Superman's dog Crypto. Right from the get-go, the game feels like an afterthought because the voices of Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart are missing with the main characters. As the two main characters, you're on a mission to rescue missing pets from the evil mastermind Lex Luthor. That's right, the game doesn't even follow the decent main story that the movie has where Superman gets kidnapped, but instead, it has its own Lex Luthor-centric plot that doesn't seem very well thought out and is poorly executed. The gameplay is simple. Both characters fly through the air and use their powers or tech to engage in Star Fox-like aerial dogfighting. You fly on a very linear path and take on Lex's robots along your way until you get to the end where you fight the end of the level's boss fight. The game gives you basic attacks to fire at your enemies. You take down enough enemies and it gives you super attacks to use. Instead of giving you the ability to play as the other super pets from the movies, the game turns them into ally abilities. Honestly, the ally abilities aren't really that exciting and don't help to break up the boring gameplay loop. It seems like a waste not to have the allies as playable characters with their own moves and abilities. Maybe that would help break up and prevent the game from feeling samey by level 3. That's the key problem with this game. It's just flat out boring. Just like in Marvel's Avengers, you fight the same robots over and over and over again. Enemy variety is lacking, and that's a serious issue. The game also has collectibles for you to find. Throughout the levels, you find missing pets. In the level selection screen, you can play a minigame where you match the missing pets to the potential owners that you think would be the best adoptive fit. Each pet has its likes and dislikes, and you try to match that best with the likes and dislikes of the people who want to adopt pets. It honestly feels like the best aspect of the game, and a game that might even see some success on its own as a mobile game. It might be the only decent part of this game, to be honest. And I know I'm come across as mean in this review, but it's absolutely true. I get what some of you are probably saying as well. This game wasn't made or intended for your grown ass. And you're absolutely right. You're so right. The problem then lies with the fact that this game isn't great for its intended audience. This game is so repetitive and so boring that it will probably not even hold your child's attention. That's what's great about the Mario games. Just when you think you understand everything about the game, it adds a new element or a new gameplay mechanic that keeps you engaged. The Mario games give you that I just got a new toy to play with feeling with each new gameplay mechanic. This game lacks all that completely. Overall, regardless of age, I don't think this is a game that you should spend your time or your effort on. Its gameplay is bland and generic, and its gameplay loop grows stale quickly. I'm sorry to say this, but I don't think there's a single person or even a single fanbase that I'd recommend this video game to. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log down 10 games. Those games are going to be your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single-player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative games. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list, and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, where should DC League of Super Pets the video game fit in your video game backlog? The answer is very simple. It shouldn't be there at all. I hate to say this, and I hate to sound mean, but stay as far away as you can from this game. You know that fast food restaurant that you absolutely hate and you wouldn't eat in 1,000 years? Consider this the video game version of that restaurant. Please do not put this in your video game backlog. So, that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your video game backlog list, or talk about good single player game experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.